WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Well, guys, week two of the high school football playoffs are here, and it seems like COVID has finally started to hit some of these games around the state of Ohio pretty hard, especially as the numbers start to rise here in Ohio. You're seeing a lot of these games. Two games locally tonight, two playoff games in Division III, both affected as DeSales and Wilmington. DeSales and Wilmington game canceled, and then Granville Eastmore canceled. And of course, those two games, the winners played those, so DeSales and Granville have already moved on to week number three of the playoffs. Both teams going to have now 2 weeks of not playing. I heard from someone before the Granville Eastmore game got canceled that 15 games around the state had been canceled. I had heard today from the OHSAA that they knew of eight games. Maybe those were playoff games, maybe other games, that extra games that teams had scheduled to play. They didn't want to take the risk. But obviously, it's affecting some of the area here in the playoffs tonight.
Well, yeah, and I think it becomes more noticeable since it's in the playoffs, because there's been, you know, games canceled, you know, several times. Yeah, I don't know, you know, like you say, if it's 15, if that's, you know, the highest for a week. But there again, I try to look at the cup half full, not half empty. We got a heck of a lot of football games being played tonight, some great games being played tonight, some rematches that Coach Wolf been over there just cackling about a little bit, talking about it's hard to beat a team twice. And a couple teams out there are finding that out, Coach.
Absolutely. And one of the things, as you were saying, Guru, is that I'm just happy we're playing football. 8 or 9 weeks ago, we weren't even going to play football. Now we're playing football. Even if we only get 75% of the games, we see kids playing football. And to me, I don't care how many they have to cancel. I'm happy for all those that get to play.
Well, and we've talked to a couple coaches. Coach Solis from Olentangy said it. Coach Hellerich from Pickerington North said it, that, you know, it's not winning and losing this year. I mean, obviously you want to win, but, you know, every kid that gets a chance to put on that helmet on a Friday night wins. And yeah, and I agree with that.
Well, and it gives, some of these teams are playing each other for the second time now, which is a rarity. You know, you get that in basketball, you get that in baseball, you get that in other sports. But in football, it's really hard to beat somebody twice. And right now I'm watching the Westerville Central Upper Arlington game. Upper Arlington just scored. They're going to kick a field goal with an extra point with 4 minutes to go to tie this game at 14.
Well, and
nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody didn't see that coming. What I didn't see coming, what's the score of New Albany Pickerington North, Ryan?
Last update we got, 10 minutes to go. New Albany had scored to go up 30-20.
Yeah, now that one I'm going to say surprising, because that was 56-21 a few weeks ago. And
it's hard to beat somebody twice.
I know, but Coach, I mean, you're talking about a 35-point game there. That's, you know, I mean, to make up that difference, you know, that's impressive.
And real quick, as we talk about that, not sure what happened, but less than a minute and a half later, New Albany scored again. So they got the ball back and scored again. So New Albany is up 37-20 now with 9 minutes, 11 seconds left in that one.
Jeez, I mean,
holy mudhead mackerel.
Yeah, you know, but think about that. I mean, they're up 17 after getting beat by 35. I could almost understand it if that regular season game had been, you know, 28-21, something tight. You know, the Upper Arlington, Westville Central, what was that? Central won that in the opener 28-23.
Right.
And, you know, we talked to both coaches last week, and they said, you know, that's, That's a long time ago. That was a scrimmage ago.
Yes, it was.
You know, so that I can understand being another great game. The New Albany one is just blowing my mind at this point. I mean, that would be
Bubba,
you know,
Kidwell Ryan, strikes again.
Yeah, and if this holds up, you know, Ryan, we could save the end of the show banter about what's the biggest surprise, because I don't think anything could be bigger than that.
Well, and we talked to Coach Kidwell about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. They had won their last, and then they lost two in a row, and they weren't very impressive in either one of them. And, you know, now all of a sudden they're getting their sea legs under them, and, well, here you go.
Well, they kind of surprised Westville North last week. I think we were a little bit surprised about that.
Absolutely.
And now that comes on the heels of, we talked about the Pickerington North game. That was in week 5, 56-21. And then, you know, they closed the regular season, you know, getting beat 42-7 by Westerville Central. So, I mean, you're thinking, oh, okay, you know, Westerville North is in the playoffs for the first time since 1999?
Right.
Or 2005, yeah, I think it was. And, oh, well, they surprised them. Maybe we should have read a little bit more into that they've turned it on, because, you know, wow.
Well, it's not over, but it's getting there. The fat lady's tuning up. She's not be singing, but she's starting to tune up.
Yeah, she's warming the pipes, that's for sure.
No doubt about it.
And that is true, because as we have started, when we started this show, guys, we had one final to tell you about. Now we've got quite a few, so let's go ahead and run through these finals real quick here. In Division 1, Region 2, Olentangy Liberty is moving on. They beat Kettering Fairmont tonight by a score of 35-7. Nothing in Division 1, Region 3 yet. In Division 2, Region 7, the one seed Massillon Perry knocks off Canal Winchester 42-0, the final in that. So the Indian season has come to a close as far as the playoffs go. Olentangy, they're the 4 seed. What a performance from them tonight, Lee. They beat Licking Heights 47-0.
Yeah, but if you remember, it's every year. You know, it seems like Olentangy is, you know, I mean, now they're 4-2. They've lost a couple in a row, but, you know, they always are impressive in the playoffs. I mean, you know, they were 5-5 one year and won a few games in the playoffs. You know, it's that one's not surprising to me at all.
No, I think the better team won that game. But I'm telling you what, this is, this is going to be fun, because we've got matchups that we didn't think we were going to have initially. Now you get to play repeat games, and I'm telling you, football is a little bit different. You know, you say, well, they beat them by 30 points the first time. You know, they opened a lot of wounds, too, by beating them by 30 points the first time. You know, there's a lot of wounds that had to be salved, and buddy, I'm telling you what, New Albany must have salved them, because they're playing angry tonight.
It's a lot of pride.
Yep.
I think that plays a big part in it too. That, you know, you're embarrassed you'd be like that. But go ahead, Ryan.
Division 2, Region 8, the only game in this region involving a local team is the one that's final. Cincinnati Anderson has beaten Taze Valley tonight, 52-14. In Division 3, Region 11, that's where we had the cancellations for COVID. DeSales is the one seed. They move on to next week. They will play Granville, who moves on because Eastmore could not play tonight. Hartley, that game has gone final. And, Larry, we were sitting here watching this one throughout the night. Big plays from Hartley, 65-14 they win tonight.
That score is not necessarily surprising, but I will tell you something that surprised me when I came in the studio. An old friend and a coaching friend, Coach Wooten, passed away this week. He was an offensive line coach at Hartley, revered by his players, revered by everybody I know in the Catholic League, loved Coach Wooten. And I did not know that he had passed away, so our condolences go out to the entire Hartley family, and especially the Wooten family out there.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to talk about that here as we talked about that game. Coach Wooten had retired back in 2016 after 40 years of coaching. He came back this year to help the team because his grandson, Joey Wooten, is a freshman for Hartley this year, and he passed away on Tuesday. Very sad. And Coach Wooten was always one of my favorite coaches to watch work and practice. So fiery, so loud, always up, but always there for the kids.
And he always had that white towel around his neck. He looked like he'd just come out of battle somewhere. He had that white towel wrapped around him, and he walked around, he stalked the sidelines, and he was just a great guy. I mean, he was just one of those guys that, you know, you love to play against people like that. And you love to coach against people like that because you know he's going to have his kids ready every single week, and they were.
One of my favorite interviews I've ever done for the preview show was interviewing Coach Wooten. I remember it was week 12. Hartley was in the playoffs. It was on their state title run in 2016. It was cold. It was raining. You could hear the raindrops hitting the microphone. But Coach Wooten and I sat there for, I think, about 6 minutes just talking about his career. It was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Hartley family. And you talk about all these teams this year having to deal with adversity, dealing with COVID. But Hartley this year loses one of their best players, their left tackle, Jake Skelly, comes out. He's got leukemia, so he can't play this year, and Jake is doing great. We're thankful for that. But it's a big hole in their team, and now they lose Coach Wooten. A lot of adversity for Hartley this year.
Yeah, and, you know, it's Coach will probably better address this, but I think it can kind of galvanize the team. It gives you not like they need any motivation in the playoffs, but now you have something else special to play for.
You realize just how special it is. I mean, this thing we call life that we all take for granted, and every one of us takes it for granted. I mean, I'm expecting to go home tonight, be safe, and you know, wake up in the morning and go do what I do. But one of these days, that's going to come to an end. And for the Hartley family, they've had two big losses this year. Obviously, one a player we hope he continues his road back because Jake's a great player. But for Coach Wooten, you know, you cannot replace a Coach Wooten. You cannot. The guys like that will move on and they'll do other things. In this case, you know, he passed away. But you cannot replace a man like that because he's so instrumental to these kids, and he's such a leader and a great role model for our young kids.
And you said maybe it galvanizes them. Maybe so, because they played great tonight. I mean, Western Brown could not stop them at all. Big play.
Western Brown had no chance. They had no chance tonight. Yeah.
Also in Division III Region 11, Tri-Valley, the 10 seed, they are moving on. They beat Jackson tonight by a score of 14-12. And then this one just went final, guys, in Division 7, Region 27. And Larry, you talked about this earlier. This is their time of year. Newark Catholic beats Conotton Valley 42-6.
It's playoff time. It's Newark Catholic, and it doesn't really matter who they play in the playoffs because they've played a great schedule. Every year they play a great schedule. Every year they play people that are bigger, stronger, faster than they are. And if they sneak into the playoffs, they're not sneaking out because everybody knows when the Green Wave comes to town, it's going to be an important game.
So congratulations to Coach Aiello and the Green Wave there. Guys, just looking over here, seeing the Watterson game in Division III, Region 11 has gone final as well. Watterson beats Hamilton Township tonight, 39-14. And Lee, like it's happened a lot this year, big game from Cam Nicholson for Watterson, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not too surprising. And Watterson's been able to show balance on offense, but it's time just to give the ball to Cam and see what he can do best.
Well, it's easier to give the ball to Cam when you have a gunslinger in the backfield throwing the football, and the ability to throw the football gets people out of the box. Then you have somebody like him running the football. Oh, it's a whole lot easier running downhill that way.
Yeah, I mean, he had 700 yards on a year, and you brought up Jake Hoying, you know, thrown for 1,000 yards. And 11 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Yep. So, you know, that balance, you're exactly right. That balance opens up the running game a little bit more.
Yeah, and one of those special things about Watterson is they can ball possess you. They can keep the ball. Even though they pass the ball and do all, they can just keep the ball for long periods of time. They're like running the wishbone, except they throw the ball. They have a guy that can flat throw it, and so you have to respect that, which gets the linebackers a little softer, gets the outside coverage a little softer, and then you got a good running back. That's a deadly combination.
Yeah, and you know Watterson, we came in on week 3 at the end of at the end of week 2. We said there might not be a better 0-2 team in the state. And now they've won 4 or 5.
Yep, that's right.
And
guess what? The loggerheads are coming to an end because they and Hartley are going to line up and play at some point. That's what it looks like.
It looks like it. And then the winner probably is going to get DeSales. Boy, oh boy. I love the CCL tournament.
Well, I think maybe Granville might have something to say about that. I mean, they're going to give the sales all they can handle.
Guys, one more final here that just came across. Massillon, Washington tonight has knocked Walnut Ridge off by a score of 56-7. We're going to take our first break here on the Scoreboard Show tonight, but when we come back, we'll give you any more finals that we might get and also talk about some of these games that are coming down to the end. Marysville's making a late push. Westerville Central and Upper Arlington's a good one. We'll talk about all these games and more coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com.
Regardless of where you are in life, Education First Investment Services, located at Education First Credit Union, can help you reach your financial goals. Financial advisor Don Brown is here to help walk you through your investment options. Whether you're interested in retirement, mutual funds, wealth management, or stock options, it is never too early or too late to begin investing. Make an appointment today to invest in your future. Visit us at educu.org.
Securities sold. Advisory services offered through Kuna Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Haha, classic Bob.
Did you know that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has a free app that you can listen to wherever you are? Simply go to your app store and type in St. Gabriel Radio and then download the free St. Gabriel app. You'll be able to listen live to the St. Gabriel feed or listen to the hundreds of archives. So don't delay. Download the St. Gabriel smartphone app today.
Ryan Baker, the guru Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach Larry Wolf. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. A lot of games coming down to the wire. If you hear Coach Wolf here scream all of a sudden, that's because Upper Arlington is driving down 7, less than a minute to go here as they run it down to about the 10-yard line there. Larry's giving me the first down sign, so we'll keep you up to date on some of these games as well. Some exciting ones here coming down to the wire. Guys, we were talking about Marysville earlier and the kind of game they've played this year. Clayton Northmont jumped out in the second half early. This game was 20-17 at halftime. Within 3 minutes of the second half starting, Northmont had scored twice to make it 34-17. Marysville has come back, though. We've got a three-point game now, 34-31 late in this one, Lee. You think a team like Marysville that runs the ball and holds the ball so much may not be the best team to come from behind, but the Monarchs are trying here.
Yeah, they're going to do what they got to do, and you know, we don't know how they've scored, but that we've seen it for several weeks now. They can average 10, 11 yards a carry, and that means you're busting a couple of those, and it wouldn't be surprising if that's what happened.
Everybody gets caught up in the style of offense you run. Listen, they run a very good offense. It's a wing tee offense, and they have the ability to score off that offense. They have dudes that can run the ball, and they got big hosses up front that can block. And that's a great combination if you're going to run the football, and that's what they like to do.
Well, I had a coach tell me, I was talking to a coach, and said, what's the best offense to run? He said, the one your players know, the players excel at. He goes, I don't care if it's a wing tee, a spread. He goes, whatever you can excel at.
I went to a clinic years ago, and Nebraska was in one room, Oklahoma was in the other room, and Miami was in the third room. So you had three completely different offenses, and they all said the same thing. We do what we do because we're good at it. I mean, we're good at what we do, and so our guys buy into it, and they're good at it. We've got the personnel for it, and that's why we run what we run. So,
guys, another one of these games that is coming close. Actually, guys, Pickerington Central has just scored, so it looks like they're pulling away here in the fourth quarter. They're up 35-16 now over Hilliard Darby. Guys, another one we were watching, Reynoldsburg and Hilliard Bradley. Hilliard Bradley has just scored. They have taken a 31-24 lead now over Reynoldsburg. This one was tied at halftime. It's been kind of back and forth. Bradley just went ahead in the match.
Yeah, and we talked to both those coaches, Coach Laparo and Coach White, and we know that they're real good friends, and they both expected it to be a very good game. And it's, you know, you look at Bradley, you know, they lose their first two games, score 6 points, they beat Hilliard Davidson for their only win in the regular season, and then last week they knock off Groveport. And again, we talk about just getting a little bit of confidence, you know, and we know Groveport went through, missed a week with the COVID, and coach is just signaling touchdown. Did Upper Arlington score?
21-20 with about 8 seconds to go in the game.
All right. Now, coach, you said during the break that you're going for two.
Absolutely.
If you're Upper Arlington, you're going for two.
I'm going for two. There's 10 seconds to go in the game. We got a chance to win it right now. We're taking our shot right now. We're taking our shot right now.
Oh, goodness, coach. What are they doing? Are they lining up?
You know what? It's a great call if it's successful. And if it's not, they run you out of town. That's the way it works in coaching. So take your shots. Take your shots while you have them.
And, guys, just these two games we're talking about here, Bradley and Upper Arlington, we've seen both of these teams kind of get better as the season has gone on here. Obviously, Upper Arlington, new coach Justin Buttermore. We know he's had a successful track record at Tri-Valley, at Granville. And then Hilliard Bradley, bringing in Steve Trevisano this year as the offensive coordinator. Of course, won a state title up at Mentor. Was a longtime successful head coach up there. I don't think these two teams playing this way is a coincidence with those two coaches.
And it's not an accident either. They're coached well. Their kids know what they're expected to do. And they go out and they do it. And sometimes it's not good enough, but you do what you do.
Well, and Bradley's always had the strong offense the last several years. And, but they didn't. They brought in Coach Trevisano, as Ryan said, and you don't get an off season to really deal with it. Coach Buttermore, his first year at Upper Arlington, they didn't really get an off season to work on it. Now, I mean, they're just rounding into form.
They're coming into form right now. Well, go ahead, Ryan, give us the final.
He should have went for two.
Should have gone for two.
they did the kick. I couldn't see. Was it blocked or
no,
did
they
hit
doinked
the upright?
They doinked it off the upright. It was a bad snap and a tough spot. And he snap hooked it left and hit the
left upright. Doink. So 12 seconds left. It looks like Westerville Central is going to move on 21-20.
Go figure. Go figure.
I can tell. So it's funny because I'm on the other side and I can't see the screens. All I can see is coach's reaction.
I'm grabbing
my
head.
So I know something happened. He just kind of makes you want to be on the sideline again, doesn't it, coach?
No, I'm perfectly happy to be in this nice warm room and not pulling my hair out. Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So, guys, how about this sequence now in the Marysville-Clayton-Northmont game? 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Marysville gets a safety to cut the lead to 34-33. Now with 3:24 left, Marysville throws a halfback pass for a 40-yard touchdown, and the Monarchs take a 41-34 lead.
Yeah, and go figure.
And on our predictions, Ryan, this is one that kind of split the staff a little bit, and I was a little bit surprised by that. But just can't discount Marysville. It's weird that it's this way this year.
And here's the funny thing, and we talked about what would you run on a 2-point conversion, right?
Yeah.
And I said jet sweep, option pass, which is what we would run.
Yeah.
Well, it's a halfback pass. When you run the wing tee and your halfback gets the ball, the whole world runs to him because, it's a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting the ball. Well, guess what? It's not a sweep. It's a halfback pass for a touchdown, and Marysville takes the lead. Here we go. We're having fun now.
So that's an exciting one. We'll keep watching. Guys, real quick, let's go back to Division III, Region 11. Jonathan Alder, They knock off Zanesville tonight by a score of 35-0. And Sheridan beats South 27-0 in that one. And real quick, I gave the wrong score for the Watterson-Hamilton Township game. We said it was 39-14 Watterson. It was actually 39-21, the final in that one. Shorted Hamilton Township 7 points. So Watterson will play Sheridan next week. And Tri-Valley, who beat Jackson 14-12, will play Hartley, who won 65-14 over Western Brown. Their head coach, Brad Birchfield, joins us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. And Coach Birchfield, first of all, we want to send our condolences to you and your Hartley team on the passing of longtime assistant coach Chuck Wooten this week. How emotional was this game for you guys and this week been for you guys?
Well, the game, honestly, is some normalcy. I mean, it's just been, it's been an incredibly brutal week and, you know, on the kids and on the coaches. And I mean, I've kind of been careful about what words to use because I just don't have any. I mean, he was our mentor. He's our great friend. And we've been through a lot together. I mean, a lot of incredible, incredible memories. And I'm talking about every day. I mean, we have a lot of fun. We're very close. And, you know, it was incredibly difficult. And here's one thing I do not say. I do not say it can't get any worse. You know, I mean, it's been a rough year to say the least. And, you know, this was one of the moments that, you know, I've been a head football coach for 18 years and still trying to figure out how to handle this one.
Well, Coach Birchfield, there's really no way to handle it. One of my great, great memories of Coach Wooten is watching him walk around the track with you before the game, and whatever you guys talk about, you talk about. But he always had that white towel wrapped around him.
What do you think we were talking about? It could have been.
It could have been anything. It could have been anything. The last thing would have been football. The last thing you'd have been talking about was football. He'd have been talking about some kid that you know, he was trying to help, or he was such a great mentor. And I don't know of any coach in the Catholic League that didn't love Chuck Wooten.
We had our kind of standby things that we talked about on Friday. It was never football because we get so bottled up that it just didn't what it was. But we did a lot of, you know, I could go through his all-time team in the NBA. I could go through his all-time team in and Major League Baseball. I could go through, and there's just a lot of stuff. Listen, this year, once we came back June 3rd, was very different from what we've done, small groups. But it was all of us taking 9 kids at a time. So Coach Wooten had a group, Chris had a group, I had a group, and, you know, Woody had a group. And you just spent so much time together. You just spent so much time teaching. And this was the last thing. And, you know, he was ill, and you found out he was ill in late June, but still came, I mean, every day. And just coached his heart out. And it was, this is Catholic Radio, so obviously our devotion and our faith that he's resting easy in heaven, we know that to be true. It's not speculation.
Well, Coach, you know, a little bit about tonight's game. And again, my condolences to you, the program, and the Wooten family. But, you know, with tonight's game, this is a team that had given up, you know, 86 points and 77 points in 2 games this year. And, you know, when you see that, you kind of just, you know, look at that and say, okay, guys, we're just going to pound them a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we were better than them. Our offense, what we do offensively was probably better than what they do defensively. I don't think there's any question of that. But what scared us was in those games where they gave up 86 points. I mean, to Clint Massey, they scored 54, and their ones were in the whole time, Massey. We know what problems we've had with them through the years, so what level of respect we have. So it was really a focus on trying to stop them, and we did a great job with it. I was really happy about that. But we overwhelmed them. I mean, we're a team with probably a playoff DNA and playoff pedigree, and understand that this is how you have to play and what wins games. And they're a little bit of a younger group. I mean, they did a great job and had a great ball club. And, you know, there's no question we can see the differences when we play in Division III compared to when we played in some of Division IV and V within the last decade. So they were a good football team, but we really played our best. We really played well.
Well, and next week you've got Tri-Valley. I don't think you've played them since the 2017 season. You know, there's guys on that team that are going to remember that. Do you look at something like that as a little bit of motivation?
Well, we've already reminded the kids of it. We gave them about 15 seconds to celebrate this, and then we said, you know, here's the way this thing can all work out. We got a lot of bad blood and heat with Tri-Valley. Certainly not. You know, we're not wishing them injured. This is professional bad blood. So we want them, and we want them coming to Jack Ryan Field. And if we can get them, then, you know, it's a great shot we can play Watterson again. And I'd be lying if that didn't excite every single member of our program. And if we can get them, it'd be a great shot we'd get to play Stallions again. And all these kind of things that motivate us and keep us going. And these are all really good football teams. We've got to play our best. But it's exciting to have, you know, rivalries in front of us that can bring out the best in us.
Well, Coach, you're getting a little bit soft. You gave him 15 seconds to celebrate this one?
That's what I was thinking. That's unbelievable. You are getting soft.
I have one quick story that, you know, if I may here, kind of dealing with Coach Wooden, and this was a learning thing, and I don't want to bring it down, but I think it teaches a lot because, you know, we see things about numbers going up and everybody is, you know, getting scared and Corona's out there and we need to do what the governor says to keep it away because we need to be together. You know, when we told the kids at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, it was stunned silence for an hour. I mean, no one said a word, no one for an hour. Then we went out and practiced and it was just like normal. It was kids were laughing, joking, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, man, I wonder if, you know, I wonder how they're processing it. Did they forget already? And I knew that not to be true, but that's what I saw. And then I came home, and about 8 o'clock at night, I had one of the moms call me. They said, Brad, did something happen at practice today? And I said, have you checked your email? She said, no. And I told her, she said, my son is in his room, but he will not come out. And this is one of our best football players who had a great practice and all that. And it just went to show that we need to be together. And that you can say this with tragedy that we had or just so we're doing right, so we're not getting locked in. The kids need to be together, and that's when we're at our best. So if I could pass that lesson along for everybody to keep doing everything we can to keep doing what we can.
Well, Coach, we'll end it on that. Great words there for everyone. And again, our condolences to you and the Hartley family and the Wooten family on the loss of Coach Wooten. Congratulations on the great game tonight, and it'll be fun watching you guys in Tri-Valley next week.
Yeah, thanks for all you guys do.
The head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield, his Hawks with a big 65-14 win over Western Brown tonight. Finishing off a tough week for them.
Yeah. And finishing it, you know, very impressively too at that. And that's a lot for kids and to overcome. And he does bring up a good point that, you know, if they'd been in the position of DeSales where, you know, you're not playing, and I'm sure DeSales is still practicing, but, you know, God forbid if Hartley had been in quarantine, you know, you don't get to reach the kids. And, you know, it allowed the kids to, you know, process this together. And there is a lot to be said for doing that.
Well, without getting too crazy, we are social beings. We need to be together. We need to be with people like ourselves and different than ourselves that just have a common goal. And that's the beauty of football.
That is for sure. And that's one of the great things. One of the many reasons we're so happy that we have football back this year. Guys, we've got quite a few finals that just came in Division I, Region 3. We'll give you an update on New Albany, Pick North, Hilliard, Bradley, and Reynoldsburg as well. That's coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I was asked why I'm a major fan of Miracle Motorhome. Well, it's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was, years ago, I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience, and the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motorhome. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at miraclemotormart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
Oh boy, did we just have a crazy last 2 or 3 minutes here. Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Let's head back to Division 1, Region 3. Guys, first of all, the one seed Pickerington Central, they move on 35-16. They beat Hilliard Darby tonight. But this was a pretty tough game, especially in the first half for Central.
Yeah, it was 14-10 at the half. Central's two touchdowns came on a kick return and a punt return. Man, that's tough, Coach.
Well, yeah, and Pickerington had the ball. The one drive they had, seven plays, which because of the two kick returns, you only had seven plays in the first half until the final drive, and they drove it down to the Darby two-yard line, and Darby stopped them as time ran out. So Darby had the momentum there at halftime. It was 14-10, but Pickerington Central was just too strong. They've got too many great athletes in space for Darby. I mean, that's just the reality. And Darby had to have, you know, lightning in a bottle, and it didn't happen.
And they need a little bit of luck. Like you said, maybe a little bit of bad weather.
Yeah, some bad weather might have helped. That's right.
Too much Lorenzo Styles, much Garner Wallace, and too much Nick Mosley.
Other than that, they don't have too much anything.
But a lot of teams get that, though, playing Pick Central. So, guys, how about this? New Albany. They get a huge win tonight. They knock off the 2 seed in Region 3, Pickerington North, 44-20. And this is amazing to me because Pickerington North was up 14-0 in this game. New Albany scored 44 of the final 50 points in this one to get the win. And this was a game that was 56-21 Pick North in the regular season.
Yeah, and we talked earlier. You just can't express the surprise in this. You know, hopefully we get Coach Kidwell on the phone. But, you know, you got beat 56-21, and then you're down 14-0. How in the world do you turn that around?
Something special has to happen. Obviously, some big play. Somebody has to do something that turns the mojo around, because I'm going to tell you what, they put the pedal to the metal at the end. I mean, 44-20, that was a close game all the way into the fourth quarter, and then New Albany just put points on the board, and I don't know exactly how that happened. Well, I'm sure we'll get an update on that. But
now the interesting thing is Westfield Central held on to beat up Rawlington, right?
Yes, 21-20.
All right.
Yeah, here
New
we Albany's, go again.
New Albany's two big losses, embarrassing losses,
yep,
to Pickerington North
and Westfield
Central.
Are you saying deja vu all over again?
Well, I tell you what, you know the people at Central are going to be saying, "Hey, fellas, look what this team did last week.
They're better than when we played them."
Yeah, this is a different ball team.
And then how about this one for shockers for some? Reynoldsburg scores. They go for two. Two-point conversion, no good. Hilliard Bradley hangs on and wins 31-30.
And that one is a little bit surprising. We've seen Reynoldsburg be up and down, though.
Yep.
And, you know, it's almost like Bradley's just kind of getting the feel. They didn't get the offseason with Coach Trivisano's offense, and it struggled mightily early. Now Coach Laparo said it was mostly self-inflicted problems that they would get. I think it was the opener. They were inside the 20 three times and got no points. But still, you know, that they seem to be putting it together.
Well, if you look at the two of the three Hilliard schools, Darby and Bradley, they're both playing their best football at the end of the year. They're rounding into shape. Bradley's playing more consistently. They're not making the mistakes they were making earlier. And Reynoldsburg, as you said, have been up and down, but they've been a pretty good football team this year. But when they're down, they're down. And I don't know if they were down tonight. I think just Bradley played better. One point better.
So congratulations to Hilliard Bradley hanging on and getting that win. And then, guys, we've been talking about this Marysville-Clayton-Northmont game. Clayton-Northmont tied it up. Then they throw a touchdown pass with 16 seconds left. They lead the Monarchs now 48-41. So it looks like Marysville season is going to come to an end. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of Olentangy, Mark Solis, his Braves with a big 47-0 win tonight. And we will also talk to the head coach of Bishop Watterson, Brian Kennedy, that and more coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
We're heading to the end of the year, but you know what? There is still plenty of time to get yourself into a 2020 vehicle. Hey, it's Christy, and Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. And right now, during the Ram Power Days, you can save up to $11,000 on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn, or get employee pricing on all Pacificas. Not bad. How about getting up to $6,500 off or 0% on a new Jeep Cherokee or Renegade during the Jeep Adventure Days? The gang at Bob Boyd are the best. From the time you walk through the door until you drive your new vehicle home, they are with you every step of the way. Because that's the Bob Boyd way. Bob Boyd Lancaster on Route 33 or at BobBoyd.com.
So who will...
Hi, I'm Mike Wettrich, president of Education First Credit Union. Since 1936, Education First has proudly served Ohio's education community. We're a not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative committed to serving the financial best interests of our members. If you are already a member, thank you for choosing us. If not, I invite you to come in and experience the credit union difference. You can count on us to always put your financial best interests first. Please visit us at any one of our three Central Ohio locations or online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Guys, we did get a final. It is confirmed on that game. Marysville season comes to an end. They lose to Clayton Northmont 48-41. And Lee, I got to tell you, I thought that running attack of Marysville was going to be able to keep the ball away from Northmont enough that they were going to be able to get this win. But a huge night from the Northmont quarterback tonight. Last I saw, he had 6 touchdown passes. I don't know if the touchdown that gave them 41 was a touchdown pass or not, but the other 6 scores for sure were touchdown passes from him.
Yeah, wow. But with Marysville, though, you know, about 3 of the last 4 weeks, they had more than 400 yards rushing, and they were averaging anywhere from 9 to 12 yards a carry. So it's not the grinding out kind of running attack.
It's explosive.
Yes.
I mean, their offensive line, as Coach told us, I think last week or the week before, they took their beating last year. They were all young kids last year. And the one part of football that where you have to be a unit, you absolutely have to be a unit, is the offensive line. And those kids grew up together, and they played hard together all year, and they did a great job for them. And we have to be careful saying the season's over, because they can still play a couple more games. All these teams they can play more games, right? They're allowed to play up to 10. I don't know if they will. I have no idea, but
I guess that's true. I just mean their playoff season.
Playoff
their
season,
run,
yeah.
Their run to a championship.
Yeah, correct.
But I mean, if you do that though, I mean, are you looking to play your top players? Are you looking to play? Are you looking to play some of the younger kids?
Your seniors deserve to play. I mean, they've got a short changed on their season because of this COVID nonsense. And
with that though, you want to play your best players, but does Ohio State want Gabe Powers playing?
Yeah, you know, but he's a junior, so I mean, you know, he's got another year. I think it'd be a little bit different for a senior, but I mean, if you're coaching this year, Are you scheduling after you lose in the playoffs? Or are you just saying, hey, it's a season? Because what's your motivation to play? I mean, I know you want to win.
I want our kids to play 10 games.
Okay.
Coaching at Reedy, there were several years when we couldn't schedule 10. And you say, we only got 8, we only have 9. You know, you feel like you shortchanged a senior class. And I know these kids want, I bet most of them would like to get this taste out of their mouth and play next week.
Well, it's because you never like traveling, Coach. You never would go to away games.
It's hard to fly, you know.
I mean, Lee, he doesn't like driving up 315 to here, you know, every Friday night.
That's because the company I have to keep. That's what it is.
Hey, one team we know for sure has got another game next week. That's Olin Tangi. Man, were they impressive tonight. They knock off Licking Heights 47-0. Their head coach, Mark Solis, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, the bye week obviously did not affect you guys in a negative way at all. What a performance from your team tonight. Where do you want to start talking about your guys this evening?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing tonight? Thanks for having me on. I don't know. You know, honestly, I think the bye week was really, really good for us. It gave us really the opportunity to do two things. One, get a little healed up. We were a little dinged up because of our schedule. I mean, we play a really, really tough schedule, challenging schedule in the 6 games that we played before this first round playoff game. And secondly, we got back to, we were getting away from some fundamental things that were very glaring, was glaring on tape, especially in our last 2 games against Jerome and Marysville that we lost. And that's not to take anything away from those 2 teams. I mean, they took it to us, but there were some issues that we saw on tape that we immediately addressed last week in the bye week. So, in fact, last week we did no team or group, period. It was all individual last week. And I think that really helped us for this week. And, you know, I'm really happy for the kids. I challenged them. I was not a fun guy to be around here for about 10 days. I was not a pleasant individual to be around because of what happened those last 2 games, because it's not really indicative of who we are and what this program really stands for. And so I challenged players. I challenged coaches. I challenged myself. You know, it all came to fruition tonight, and we're happy about it, but we've got a lot of work that's left to be done. You know, we are a playoff season team. It's what we play for. It's what we shoot for every year. We expect to be a tough out. Last year, you know, we got to the Final 8, and we hope to get back there again and give ourselves a chance.
Well, Coach, you took my question right there, because I was telling Ryan and Coach, I said, when Olin Tangi, when it hits the playoffs, there's just something turns on with this team. But coming off those back-to-back losses to close regular season, was it a good thing to have that bye last week?
I think it was, just for the aspect of I think we were playing with a false sense of security, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Players reading their own headlines and not giving tremendous effort and thinking that they can just kind of roll out there and that teams are going to lay down. Well, there's too many darn good football teams here in Central Ohio. They're too well coached. You cannot afford to do that any given week around here. I mentioned that earlier tonight to a reporter. Like, people I don't think quite understand around the state of Ohio. I was in the Cleveland area for 14 years as a head coach. And I'm telling you, Central Ohio football is as good as anybody in the state of Ohio. That includes the Cleveland area and Cincinnati. There's really good football here. And why? 2 reasons. People, A, are moving here. A lot of people are moving to Central Ohio. When families move here, along with that comes really good football players. And then there are great coaches in Central Ohio right now. And you can't take a week off. You got to be ready to play.
Well, Coach, one of the things about coaching, and you know this, is, and I hate this adage that you can learn more from a loss than a win, but sometimes when you lose, it's like a knife in the chest, and you go back and look at every little detail with a little more urgency.
Yep, absolutely, and we did that, and as I said to you, I was not a fun guy to be around.
Been there, done
coaches,
that.
And, you know, and I, you know, one thing I tell my guys, my coaches, you got to have thick skin with me, because I'm brutally honest. I'm going to tell you probably some things you're not always going to want to hear, but I'm going to shoot you straight. As long as you can take that along with the players, and then we take it, let's serve that, you know, that accountability that I need all of us to build into our life and what we do and how we prepare. If we can do that, then, you know, and fix these things, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And, you know, we needed this tonight, you know, more importantly, from the confidence aspect of things. Our kids, I didn't see our kids playing with confidence. And, you know, and we had a unique meeting this morning with our players. We brought them in today. We didn't have school, and I thought that was really good for us. And I'm just really happy for our kids. We needed a win like this tonight.
So, Coach, are you going to be a fun guy to be around this week then?
Just say no. It's easier.
Listen, brother, if you really knew me, I'm not fun to be around ever. So, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's playoff time. I mean, we pick and choose our moments. It's really a business type atmosphere here. And when we win, we enjoy them for 24 hours, but we get back to work and we're going to give the kids the day off tomorrow. We're going to bring them in actually Sunday afternoon and start to prepare for our week two playoff opponent.
And, Coach, with that, it looks like Worthington-Kilbourne has held on. They beat Green tonight 30-27. Okay. They're a team that's local. Do you know anything about the Wolves?
A little bit. I know the head coach, Mike Edwards, a little bit. Mike almost came on here to coach for us, and he's got a couple of assistants on his staff that coached for us here a couple of years ago. So a little familiar with them. And, you know, they're a team that we used to play. They used to be in our division of the OCC for about 4 or 5 years. And so, you know, Coach Edwards has done a tremendous job last year being his first year. I think they only won one game. But you can see he's building a program there. You can see he's doing it right. He's a former assistant from Pickerington North. I think he does a really good job, so we're going to have our work cut out for us. But we're looking forward to the opportunity. We're one of 32 teams left to go in the tournament. After next week, there'll be 16. We hope to be one of those 16.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on the big win tonight, and good luck next week against those Wolves.
I appreciate it, man. Have a good night, and thanks for everything you guys do for high school football. Thank you.
He's the head coach of Olentangy. Mark Solis joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in Central Ohio, you should give Tipton a call. 614-551-7093. Impressive performance from them tonight.
Oh, absolutely. When you listen to Coach Solis talk, you think to yourself, and I was a teacher for 40 years, and you just say, you know, if we could teach English and history the way we coach football with that same passion, you know, with that same hold everybody accountable for what they learn, what they don't learn, because basically every Friday night in football, you have a final exam. It's a final exam, and you have to pass the exam. And you put pressure on your coaches. You know, you hold them accountable. They hold their players accountable. And in the end, everybody's held accountable, and you win and lose together as a team. It's a beautiful thing.
Guys, two games we just had go final, and they were shootouts. Dublin-Kaufman is moving on. They beat Springboro 45-35. And, Lee, that sets up a fun one next week as Dublin-Kaufman takes on Olentangy Liberty in another one of those rematches.
And exactly right, another rematch. You know, and you know, just with Olentangy Liberty, you know, and Dublin-Kaufman, that was a 24-17 game in week two, and I would think it's going to be more of that. I don't think one team is going to blow out the other. I mean, it's these guys just line up. I mean, they didn't get a play for a couple of years because they were in opposite divisions in the OCC. But man, there's been, when the brackets came out, there was about four games I circled, and that was one of them. I said, I want to see that game. I just want to see that one.
Yeah, I hope we get to see it again. Well, we are going to get to see it again. You were talking about Olentangy, just teams that step up come playoff time. Liberty's one of those teams, for sure.
Oh, and by the way, so is Dublin-Kaufman.
Yeah. Well, so here we go. Solis has got to watch out what he says a little bit in that all these people moving into Central Ohio, because Olentangy's already got four schools. There's a whole lot of land still out there, so there might be a fifth one.
They'll have their own league pretty soon.
And he wasn't happy about how many kids Berlin took from his team. Just think if one more comes to Olentangy. Well,
they'll just have their own league. That's it. be the Olentangy league.
They could do that, sure. Yeah.
Hey, while we're talking about the Olentangy's in Division II, Region 7, that other shootout we were talking about, Olentangy Berlin's moving on. They win 48-41. They were up big in this one earlier, 27-6 at half. It was 41-18. Worcester comes back, but the Bears moving on.
That's your typical Berlin game, scoring a lot and giving up a lot of points.
I can't wait to see until you get the stats and what Jacob Moeller threw for tonight.
$8 billion.
Guys, let's head back to Division III, Region 11. That's where Watterson plays, and they get a big 39-21 win tonight over Hamilton Township. Their head coach, Brian Kennedy, joins us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. And coach, Cam Nicholson, what a game from him. Four touchdowns. Talk about your running back.
First of all, thanks for having me on. But Keon's been doing that all year. I mean, he had a really good, once we were able to start back up in the summer, really came in. You know, he had clearly been doing stuff during the quarantine. He is just dynamic, dynamic to watch. Full credit to the guys up front, for giving him big holes to run through.
Well, as we were talking about Camp's performance with 14 carries, 158 yards, and four touchdowns. Wow. But Coach made a great point. He said it's because you've got a very good quarterback, too, that helps loosen up that running game. And tonight, Jake was 11 for 15, 167 yards, and a touchdown. The balance is just tremendous, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, this is I feel really good where we're at on offense. You know, you've got Jake, who's a 3-year starter. You know, Davis Boone, tight end, 3-year starter. Andrew Bettendorf, wide receiver, 3-year starter. Tyler Young, wide receiver, 3-year starter. We get Cam in, and our O-line's playing well. I was really, really pleased with what we did on offense.
Well, Coach Kennedy, some of us remember when those kids were just little babies. They were just itty-bitty sophomores, and they took some lumps. I mean, they took some lumps, and doggone it, those lumps have now healed over, and they're starting to deal some out, aren't they?
They are, and they've been a big part. Obviously, like you said, Coach, their sophomore year we go 5-5, and then 7-3 last year, and first playoff win in 5 years for Bishop Waterson. I mean, that's not something it's not supposed to be like that, but that's just kind of how it's been for us. So it's good to get back on the winning side in the playoffs.
Well, it takes forever to build it, and you're on the way, and you're on the way.
Coach, this sets you up next week for a matchup with Sheridan. This is a team that you had a scrimmage with this year. Tell me what you know about Sheridan and what you're looking forward to next week.
Well, so we actually have scrimmaged them. We scrimmaged them this year and last year. I mean, they are extremely well coached. I mean, Coach Culver does a great job. I mean, their kids play really hard, and I think he said they have like 17 or 18 returning seniors that are starters. It's a program that wins. I mean, every year it just wins, and so we've got a big task in front of us. I mean, I was talking about how well our offense played, and I mean, defensively, Coach Solis was talking about being a bad guy last week, which. That was great. I was glad I was on the line to hear Coach Solis. He's a great coach to listen to what he says. But I think I'm going to be a bad guy with our defense this week because we got to be better. We got to be a lot better.
Well, Coach, it was good enough to get the win tonight for sure and move on to round three next week. Congratulations on the win and good luck next week when you take on Sheridan.
All right, thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the funny thing is, when Coach mentioned Andrew Bettendorf and Tyler Young, Andrew had 3 catches, 75 yards, a touchdown, and Tyler had an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
And that offense there with those, they've got 3 receivers that they use when you throw Brandon Trout in there. Talk about one of those. He's a sophomore this year, a really good player. And then you throw that dynamic in there with Cam Nicholson. It's tough to stop.
Yeah. It's real tough to stop. And these coaches keep talking about they're going to be bad guys this week. I think I was a Disney character because that was either Grumpy or Dopey, and I'm not sure which one it was, but I was both
of them
at different
times. I can take a guess on that one, Coach.
Yeah. all of the above.
But here's where it gets interesting because Sheridan's going to come in 7-0, right? But you look at the schedule they've played. They've played Division 5, Division 4, Division 4, Division 4, Division 4, and tonight they play a Division 3. They're not playing that schedule. That Waterson's played, and I know they've only had 2 games within decided by fewer than 30 points. Yep. I mean, they're rolling.
They're a very good football team.
I'm really curious about this game.
And Lee, you talked about earlier when you looked at the playoff brackets and matchups you wanted to highlight. Look at the games we've got next week in Division 3, Region 11: DeSales Granville, Jonathan Alder London, Hartley Tri-Valley, and Waterson Sheridan. Those are 4
great
matchups.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That'll be fun to watch next Friday night for sure. Glad we will be here to watch those games as they go on and talk about them afterwards. We've got to take a break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we have not talked a lot of Newark Catholic football this year, but we will next with their head coach, Ryan Aiello. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. It's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was years ago I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at miraclemotormart.com. Or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hour number two, AM 820 Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And, of course, we're joined by our head coach, Larry Wolf. We're presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Playoffs week number two. A lot of happenings going on. A lot of good games going on here tonight as we've ran through some of them. A couple finals, guys, that we just got. Westerville South is moving on in Division II, Region 7. They knock off Watkins Memorial 56-28, and this was a game that was tied at 21 early in the game, but Westerville South takes off and gets the win in that one tonight. So congratulations to Westerville South. Also a final in Division 7, Region 27, Bern Union. They are 7-1. They're moving on. They beat Eastern tonight by a score of 28-22. And also in that region, that's where Newark Catholic is the 5 seed, and they get a 42-6 win over Conotton Valley tonight. Their head coach, Ryan Aiello, joins us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. And coach, we haven't been able to talk to you much this year or talk a lot about Newark Catholic football. Congratulations on the win tonight. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Really do appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, before we get into the game tonight, talk a little bit about your season with the Green Wave this year.
Yeah, I tell you, we ended up going 3-3 here, kind of up and down. You know, we've had three great wins against some quality opponents and had three tough losses, you know, against some great opponents as well. It's been up and down, but you know, I'm hoping that those losses serve as a great opportunity for our young men as we continue to move forward. You know, just how to handle adversity. You know, we've been in some tough games. You know, we were in a possession of a lot of those games, so I think that'll be a great experience as we move forward.
Well, coach, your regular season, you said you're 3-3, alternated wins and losses, but I imagine, you know, that comes against some a Division II team, a couple Division IVs, a couple Division V. Does it feel good to be back in Division VII?
No, yeah, it is. You know, good to see. Just have the opportunity to be in the playoffs. Can compete against teams that are our size, but you know, again, we're just excited to move forward and have the opportunity to be a part of it, given the uniqueness of this entire football season.
Well, Ryan, historically, this is that time of year for Newark Catholic, and you need to stop this win one lose one stuff. So now's a good time to stop
right.
That. Put a streak together right now.
You're right. You're exactly right. And you know, I tell you, we I like where we're at right now. You know, it's just crazy to think, you know, that we're really only going into week eight. You know, we were fortunate to get the first round bye, but, you know, this is only our eighth game of the season. So, I do feel that our football team's in a very good place, both physically and mentally. And I think we're definitely on an upward trend, and looking forward to our next opportunity.
Coach, in the win tonight, who were a couple players that stood out for your Green Wave?
Yeah, I'd say, I got to give just all the credit to our seniors. You know, they're doing a tremendous job with their leadership. You know, guys like Drew Hess and David Rashawn, you know, Paul Jewett, Ryan Polly, Tyson Mummy, all those young men are just doing a great job with their leadership, leading by example, doing the right things on and off the field. And I'm very proud of all those young men.
And, Coach, with that, you know that you will play Danville next week. They got by Cardington Lincoln tonight, 46-20. Do you know anything about the Blue Devils yet?
You know, I've seen a little bit of film. You know, I believe they're a little bit more of a spread offense. But we're looking forward to getting some film on those guys as quickly as possible so that we can get started on our preparation.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. Good luck next week when your Green Wave takes on Danville.
Thank you, guys. Really do appreciate it.
Is the head coach of Newark Catholic, Ryan Aiello, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. Trusted, experienced, and dedicated to get you where you want to be. Head to our website, am820.com, and there you will find a link to Tipton's website so you can get started on your next new home. Newark Catholic, like you mentioned, this is a team that a lot of times they play teams bigger than them all year throughout the season. They may only be 6-4. Like this year, they're 3-3, but that's a team you can count on to be ready for week 11 and beyond.
They have the ability to sneak into a playoff and sneak out of the playoffs. They're just one of those teams because they're the Green Wave, and they have that history and that tradition, and that whole community just gets behind them. And sometimes they play better than they are. And it's that time of year.
Well, and I think a lot has to be said about, you know, they're playing in the Licking County League.
Oh, and tough league.
Yeah, and they're the smallest school every time they hit the field. And so when they get into, you know, Division VII, as Coach said, you know, they're playing teams that, you know, about the same number, same size, and, you know, that schedule makes you better.
It sure does.
So congratulations to them. One of the most exciting games of the evening was Hilliard-Bradley knocking off Reynoldsburg 31-30 was the final. Their head coach, Mike Laparo, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, it's 31-24. Reynoldsburg scores. They go for two. What's going through your head at that moment?
It was a wild ending. First of all, I just want to say thanks for having me on again, and thanks for what you guys do for these young people. By promoting them every Friday night. It was a crazy ending. You know, we took a look at their formations. We had a couple timeouts to burn, and Gillum, their little slot, hit us on a crossing route, got them down there, and then they scored on a short slant. We had a nice fight down there, and we were able to take a good look at their formation, and we had a good idea what they were going to do. And linebacker shot the gap and hit them for a loss.
Yeah, Coach, and yeah, that's what I was looking at, the play. You know, yeah, you busted through, got it. Now, your go-ahead touchdown set up when Mason Koontz got an interception and had a pretty nice return. I think it was probably about a close to a 30-yard return. And then, you know, the next play, A.J. scores. I mean, talk a little bit about his game. You know, A.J. rushed for 111 yards, threw for 171 yards and three touchdowns, had a touchdown rushing. You know, it's been that way all year. It just becomes more noticeable in the playoffs the last couple weeks.
Absolutely. A.J. is an amazing football player and athlete, and he's basically just putting us on his back and taking us as far as we can go. So he's amazing, and he's a handful for everybody to stop. And, you know, we've got a lot of young kids out there. We're starting a freshman at wide receiver. We just started another sophomore for the first time tonight at wide receiver. And the kids are making plays. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. Coaches keep coaching them hard, and kids got to make plays.
Well, Coach Laparo, one of the things we were discussing off air here was the fact that it seems that Bradley's just getting better. You're getting your sea legs under you. You're getting better as the season goes on. You know, early in the year, you were making uncharacteristic mistakes that Bradley normally doesn't make, and now it seems that you're not making those mistakes anymore. And so maybe that time in the summer, you've now started to make up that time that you lost.
Yeah, and you wonder how much. Well, you can see how much losing your time in the summer affects your season. It's such a, you know, our league is extremely competitive, and there's a lot of really talented football teams in there. We came out on the short end throughout the season, but played everybody tough. And now that, sorry, I'm on the bus. And now that we've got an opportunity to continue to get better and put some things together in the playoffs, we've been able to do so.
Coach, if you're on the bus, let's hear the players a little bit. Get them fired up for us.
Hey, there's the last one standing. All right. Oh, you guys are sleeping. Hey, the radio wants to hear you guys a little bit.
There we go.
You had to wake them up, huh?
Hey, just like this season, Coach, better late than never, huh? Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. We appreciate you calling in, and congratulations moving on. Let me see. I'm looking at my sheet here real quick. Who do you guys got next? Pick Central. That'll be fun next week.
Yep, we got to go another exit to the east.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you, the way the season's gone, you guys are really getting it going now. I mean, this has got to be an exciting challenge, isn't it?
It's fun. You know, this is what it's all about. It's a challenge for your coaches to prepare. It's a challenge for the kids to you know, get themselves ready, make sure their bodies are ready to go. And you know, you got to work through some healing and things after big games like tonight. Your kids get dinged up. So, yeah, this is what it's all about. This is what makes coaching high school football as fun as it is.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and make sure those kids get fired up when you tell them to next time, all right?
I'm sorry. I probably
no, you're good. It's all good. Thanks, Coach. He's the head coach of Hilliard-Bradley, Mike Laparo, joining us on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. 31-30, his team survives tonight.
Well, and they're good friends. I mean, he and Buddy are good friends, and the coach from Reynoldsburg, and they've known each other for a long time. It's heartbreaking, you know, for Reynoldsburg to lose like that. But they went for two. They went for the win, and it didn't work out for them.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is, I mean, I like how he said, you know, it's an exciting challenge. I know it's a big hill to climb when you're going to Pickerington Central. But, you know, just looking at schedules, and Bradley had tentatively scheduled a game next week, a regular season game. And a lot of schools are doing that. I'm not saying that they were planning on losing or anything. No, you're being prepared because, sure, as Coach said earlier, you know, you want to get 10 games in. It's going to leave one of our favorite coaches scrambling for a game, Coach Guesswich. They were going to play Jerome next week. But like he said, they'll take that challenge of going down to Pick Central.
Yeah, I think staying alive in the playoffs one more day. As much as it'd be fun to go see Bobby, Larry's...
I'm his life coach. I'm Coach Guesswich's life coach.
I think he'd rather be playing next week in the playoffs. And we mentioned they'll be taking on Pickerington Central. They get the win tonight, 35-16 over Hilliard Darby. Let's talk to their head coach, Jay Sherritt, now. Coach, it wasn't necessarily easy tonight, but you get the win. Congratulations. What did you like from your team this evening?
So I think, you know, that was a very physical ball game, especially there in the first half. And you know, Coach and Taggett had those guys playing light on their feet and with a lot of confidence. And they ate up most of the first quarter, which was part of their offensive attack. And unfortunately, we had a couple big special team scores and stayed right there in the game. And then made some adjustments at halftime and kind of pulled away there a little bit in the second half. But great playoff game for both teams. Unfortunately, you know, their season's over. We get to go another week, and we'll wind it up and do it again.
Well, Coach, when you have a punt return and a kick return for touchdowns, obviously that's great. But is there a little bit of a drawback that your offense only had 7 plays in the first half?
If we're going to trade 14 points and only have 7 plays, I'll tip my hat to that. I don't have a problem with it. But, yeah, you're right. You're on the sidelines for a long time trying to keep your center warm, trying to keep your quarterback exchange from the center going. And so when we do get in the ball, get there, we can put a couple first downs together. But to credit to Hilliard Darby, I mean, they played a good physical game, almost completely air-free. And, you know, unfortunately for our coaching staff, we got in there at halftime and made a couple adjustments defensively and offensively and won the ball game and get to advance.
Well, Coach, you knew after the goal line stand at the end of the first half that Darby would have a little mojo coming out at halftime. But obviously you took that opening kickoff and you seized control of the game there and put the game away later at 35-16. Your kids are on a roll. They're playing well right now. What is it that is your kryptonite? What's that one thing that, you know, every coach has that in the back of their head. I'm not saying give something away, but I mean, what is that one thing that that bothers you when you go to bed at night?
The next opponent.
I knew that was coming. It was a perfect setup, Jay. I'll just keep giving you softballs.
Football coaches, we're all the same. You're riding home on the bus. You're going back up to your locker room. You immediately want to start thinking about your next opponent. How we're going to do Skyport, when we're going to break down film, how we're going to do it with the kids. And in the playoffs, and one thing our kids have learned, and our coaching staff too, you win them and forget them. If you dwell on them, like always, we played terrible, or, oh man, we played a really good game, you'll get stung the next week. The key thing is to advance. You know, I don't know if there's one weakness that I worry about or anything like that. We just want to make sure we always take care of the football. And we did that tonight. We tried not to put our defense in a tough situation. And, I thought our quarterback, Darnell Wallace, played really well. He just kind of manipulated and modified the offense and chipped away at Hilary Darby because they weren't going to let us have a big play. Unfortunately, we got a couple of big team, special team scores there. But once again, we're just happy to be going to third round.
Congratulations to Jay.
Thank you.
Coach, you mentioned the next opponent. We just talked to Coach Laparo. It's Hilliard Bradley. What do you know about them? It's a team that's hot right now.
Well, the Hilliard Darby team we just played had won three games in a row, and they were playing really good football. And, you know, Coach Laparo, we've coached against each other in the past, and we've played each other in the playoffs. And, you know, his team's going to come out there and play stout football. And, you know, we're going to put a game together and see what happens there in the first quarter. But, you know, when you get to the third round of the playoffs, this is usually the regional championship week. So, you know, you're still talking about another week of sudden death, basically. So you just got to prepare and just try to score one more point in the other team. And I know Mike's probably thinking the same thing, but we'll just line it up and play. And, you know, we all do film study and that kind of stuff. And I like what he said. It's about high school football. And, you know, with Governor DeWine giving us the go-ahead, and now we've got eight games in. I couldn't be happier for our kids, our seniors, and his team, too. And we'll wind it up and play a third-round ball game next week.
Well, Coach, thanks a lot. Congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck next week against Bradley.
All right, guys. Thanks for coverage. Take care.
He's the head coach of Pickerington Central, Jay Sherritt, 35-16. His team gets by Hilliard Darby tonight.
He might not answer. I mean, he gave you a good answer on what kind of concern, what keeps him up at night. But I'll say it, if I'm him, there ain't a doggone thing keeping me up at night. I mean, this is their, you know, it was a 35-16, 19-point game. That's their closest game of the year, you know, and they just rolled, and they're so good. I think if they don't win state, it's going to be a little bit of a surprise. That's not to take anything away from these others.
That's a huge statement in Division One.
I know, but I'm telling you, from that first game I got to see on TV to now, I mean, they just don't. I've talked to coaches, I won't say they are, but I've had coaches say there's just not a weakness. And now I know anybody can be beat. I get that.
Absolutely.
And everybody is going. And I think that's probably the thing he's got to fight the most is, you know, complacency. But I just don't think it's on that team.
Now, well, they've got a history of finding a way not to be complacent. They've been dominant for 3 or 4 years now. They've played 14 or 15 games each of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's not because of an accident. But the funny thing about this is you're talking about a Pickerington Central team that is going to play against the best teams in the state of Ohio. And as I've reminded people over the years, we're not playing football in Idaho. This is Ohio. You know, there are a lot of great teams in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toledo, all over the state of Ohio, Dayton. You're going to run a gauntlet if you're going to win a state championship. But if there's any team out there that can do it, they're as loaded as anybody.
I there's no doubt. I believe that they're the favorite to win state.
Their
biggest challenges can come right here in Central Ohio.
Absolutely.
You know,
the OCC
turns out this way, and like in a state semifinal or even the state final, they could very well be looking at Dublin-Kaufman or Olentangy and Liberty. I mean, Central Ohio.
It used to be the GCL, and it used to be the Cleveland League. I'm telling you, the OCC can stand with any of them.
Well,
the coaching is outstanding in this league.
Coach Solis said that. You know, and that's why when you see in the state of Ohio in the state poll in Division One, the top two teams are Central High teams, Pickerington Central and Dublin Kaufman.
Three in the top ten.
I mean, that's, you know, but the top two. I've lived here for
forever.
29 years now. I don't know that I've ever seen that. You know, it's just impressive what Central High football's become.
It's very impressive, and you can credit a lot of it to Jay Sherrod and what he's done at Pickerington Central.
He's made
everyone else raise the bar for sure here recently.
Daryl Main at Upper Arlington win the state title. You know, that was the one that everybody said, holy cow, Central High can win the Division I state title?
Yeah.
And then 2006, 2009, Brian White does it at Hilliard-Davidson. And now, you know, I mean, what Pickerington Central's doing, I mean, they've just taken it to the next level.
Well, and you're seeing coaches like Brian White do it with not the best talent, playing against teams that should beat them, on paper should beat them. But it's the coaching. I'm telling you, these guys are working at it, and it's fun to watch.
It's really cool to see when this is not a surprise anymore. It's kind of expected, and that's what we've seen with some of these teams. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll run through some of the scores and talk to a couple more coaches. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easier than you think. If you're hearing this message, you are probably eligible to join our credit union.
As an Education First member, we are committed to providing you with the best financial products and services, including checking, savings, and money market accounts, investment services, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and more.
3 convenient locations, Westerville, Reynoldsburg, and downtown Columbus. For more information, please stop in or visit us online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Let's go ahead and run through some of the finals real quick. We have not done that yet. It looks like we've got all of them with the area teams here in Central Ohio tonight. In Division One, Region Two, Dublin Kaufman knocks off Springboro. They will play Olentangy Liberty next week, who gets by Kettering Fairmont 35-7. Marysville season comes to an end, at least playoff wise. They lose to Clayton Northmont 48-41 tonight. Northmont will play Springfield next week, who beat Huber Heights Wayne 31-19. In Division 1, Region 3, Pickerington Central, the one seed moving on. They beat Hilliard Darby tonight 35-16. They will play Hilliard Bradley next week, who gets by Reynoldsburg 31-30. New Albany with an upset tonight. They beat the two seed Pickerington North 44-20. We'll talk to their head coach, Bubba Kidwell, here in just a couple minutes on the Scoreboard Show. And Westerville Central gets by Upper Arlington 21-20. The final in that one is Upper Arlington misses an extra point with 12 seconds left. The Warhawks moving on. Division 2, Region 7, Massillon Perry knocks off Canal Winchester 42-0. They will play Dublin Scioto next week, who got by Big Walnut 31-13. And this is one, Coach Wolf. We talked about how hard it is to beat a team twice in one year. Dublin Scioto proved it wasn't that tough tonight as they knock off Big Walnut. In what was a really good game in the final week of the regular season, they won by one on the final play. They did not need that tonight. In Division 2, Region 7, also Olentangy, the 4 seed, they are moving on. They beat Licking Heights tonight, 47-0. They will play Worthington Kilbourne next week, who beat Green 30-27. Walnut Ridge, they lose to Massillon Washington 56-0 tonight. And Westerville South, They move on. They beat Watkins Memorial 56-28. That next week, they will play Olentangy Berlin, who won in a shootout tonight. Surprise, surprise. 48-41, the final in that one. In Division II Region 8, the only local game was Taze Valley. They fall tonight to Anderson 52-14. In Division III Region 11, DeSales and Granville will play each other next week. Both of those teams moving on because the teams they were supposed to play tonight, Wilmington and Eastmore, could not because of coronavirus issues. Jonathan Alder, they beat Zanesville tonight 35-0. Next week, they will play London, who topped Miami Trace 41-7. Hartley all over Western Brown 65-14. Next week, they take on Tri-Valley, who got by Jackson tonight 14-12. Columbus South loses tonight to Thornville Sheridan 27-0. Sheridan next week will play Watterson, who beat Hamilton Township 39-21 tonight. And then in Division 7, Region 27, Bern Union, they're moving on. They beat Eastern 28-22. Danville gets by Cardington Lincoln 46-20. Newark Catholic 42-6 winners over Conotton Valley. And also in Region 27, East Knox gets by Toronto 20-6. And in Division 7, Region 28, the only local team there was Grove City Christian, and they lose tonight to St. Henry 47-7. We talked about how exciting the Westerville Central Upper Arlington game was. Let's talk to Westerville Central's defensive coordinator Mike Bannig now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. And coach,
hey guys,
21-20. They missed that extra point. Talk about those final minutes of the game there, how exciting they were.
They were pretty exciting. Upper Arlington, they got the momentum in the second half, and they drove down the field and scored on us, and we were getting set up and getting ready to go to overtime, and we got a good push, and I thought one of our kids were going to get a hand on it. Looked like it was going to go in. It went right off the upright, and that was it. So we kind of got lucky there at the end.
Well, Coach, you kind of make your own luck in those kind of points. And, you know, going into the week, I mean, this is a rematch of the opening week where you won 28-23. I know both teams have come a long way since that first week, but is this kind of the close, tight game you were expecting still?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you don't want to play a good team twice. And we ended up pulling UA, and we knew that they were going to give us a really good game. They got a great running back, and they threw the ball really well tonight. We just prepared for them, and we were hoping for the best. And, you know, we played well, and we had our offense drive down and score when it mattered, and we ended up, you know, winning the game. But definitely a great football team in New Albany, or Upper Arlington. Give them a lot of credit.
Well, Coach Bang, this is Larry Wolf, and I had a chance to watch your game tonight. And in the first half, it looked like you guys should have been ahead 35-0. I mean, you had chances, and you were dominant, and then something happened. The second half, Upper Arlington turned that whole script around, and they drive down at the end of the game, and of course, you hold. Now, listen, you guys had to score also because they tied that score up at 14, and then you guys had to go down and score, make it 21, and that last extra point, that clanked big time. Talk about that.
It did. Well, I mean, it's playoff football. I mean, it's all about surviving in advance, and we haven't won a playoff game for 5 years. So we knew it was going to be a challenge, and when it hit off the upright, our kids were excited, and you know, we're just really excited to get to play again, and excited to play New Albany again.
Well, Coach, we've talked to Coach Morrison a few times this year, and a lot of times we're talking about the offense. And you know, Judah Holzclaw had 162 yards passing and a touchdown. From the perspective, I don't know how much you get to watch him, you know, the offense when the game's going on, but when you're practicing against these guys, what makes this offense so special?
I mean, they just have great chemistry. I mean, a lot of these pieces have been together for a long time. You know, they're well coached. The offensive coaches do a great job. Judah's been Judah's improved dramatically from last year. He was pretty good last year too, but I mean, he's become a real field general. He takes good control of the offense. All the kids rally around him and respect him. And you know, when they put that all together, and you know, you got Michael Ross can tote the rock and a big offensive line, I mean, good things are bound to happen. Our job is just to give them as many opportunities as possible.
Coach, you mentioned next week, New Albany. They get the big upset win tonight over Pickerington North. Kind of a twofold question here. One, were you guys kind of surprised that it'll be New Albany next week? And then you just beat them 42-7 the last week of the regular season. What can you take from that game?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to that, it's just a matter of you know, it's a new game. And like I said, you don't want to play a good opponent twice. I mean, there were some uncharacteristic mistakes on their part to start off that game, and we capitalized and just kind of, you know, blew it open. And we expect fully to be into a really good ball game with New Albany. We have a lot of respect for that program, and we're looking forward to having another home game with them.
How long did it take for someone to say, hey, guys, we got New Albany. They lost. We beat them big. They also lost big to Pickerington North. We've got to be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, our team, I mean, we have 35 seniors. A lot of those guys have been around for a long time. I mean, they're veterans in a sense of high school football. And, you know, they're mature enough to understand that we got to go into each game, you know, with you know, respect for the opponent and just, you know, assume that they're ready to, you know, ready to bring it. And we just got to be ready to play the best game that we possibly can.
Hey, Coach, is this your radio debut it's with us, but is this your radio debut?
No, I actually have my own show on another network. I'm just joking. Yeah.
with that answer, you've climbed up. It's your first time on the radio, and you've made us all laugh. You're going to be one of our favorites.
All right. Well, you guys call me anytime. Hopefully we get to talk next week.
Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. Good luck next week against New Albany.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, bud.
He's the defensive coordinator for Westerville Central, Mike Bannick, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. That was a Larry Wolf line right there.
Well, here's what I don't understand. You got 35 seniors. At some point, they have to graduate. I mean, what are they, 9-year veterans? 35 kids?
There's a lot of teams out there don't have 35 players.
There are a lot of Division I colleges don't have 35. Are you serious? And that includes the scout teams.
Hey, babe, you know what? That's the second defensive coordinator we've talked to this year. Talk to Groveport's defensive coordinator. Just adds to the wacky year.
And it's always the defensive guys that they go to next. Hey, Westerville Central, we talked about their play in New Albany next week. We'll talk to their head coach, Bubba Kidwell, after this quick one-minute break on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I was asked why I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. Well, it's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was, years ago, I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience, and the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at miraclemotormart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Hey, don't forget, if you miss any of the scores, you can always get them at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also check out our great sponsors over there. And then you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. What a game it was tonight for New Albany as they knock off the number 2 seed in Division 1, Region 3. They beat Pickerington North 44-20. New Albany head coach Bubba Kidwell joining us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. Coach, you guys were trailing in this one 14-0. Then you score 44 of the final 50 points in this one. What was the key to the turnaround here tonight?
Well, the key definitely to our turnaround this evening was our coaches did an unbelievable job preparing our kids. They, you know, Brian Finn, our offensive coordinator, James Yarbrough, our defensive coordinator, and Scott Eller, our special teams coordinator, and the rest of our coaching staff, they
they prepared our kids to play, and they had them believing that we could win. And then our kids went out and executed and played an unbelievable game. We had a lot of adversity early on in the game, and I'm sure a lot of people in the stands thought that it was going to be very similar as to, you know, just a couple weeks ago. But our kids fought back and handled that adversity, and I'm so proud of them and our coaches. And, you know, it was a huge win for our program.
Well, Coach Kidwell, this is Larry Wolf. When you lose 56-21 just a few short weeks ago, there's an old adage in coaching. When you beat a great team like yours 56-21, you're never quite that good, and the other team's never quite that bad. And I think tonight you turned the tables on them. That's a 50-some point difference. And I understand how you could maybe take a close game and change it, but come on, 50-some points? Bubba, something happened tonight. Talk to us.
Our kids just came to play, and they believed they could win, and that's something we preached, you know, all week. We talked about when we played the Sales back in 2016, and I think we lost 2006, and we lost 35-14, then later beat them in the playoffs 10-6. So, you know, we talked to them about this could be done, and, you know, and our kids believed it, even down 14-0, and they came back, and our, you know, our kids, I'm so proud of them and what they accomplished. I'm happy for them from, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. Everybody was pretty down in our program, and this win means everything to us.
Well, Coach, who played particularly well for you tonight?
Well, you know, once again, our quarterback, Brock Tibbetts, and you know, the offensive line, you know, they protected him. But, you know, Meechie McCauley came back and, you know, he broke his collarbone third play of the game. And he had seven plates put in that collarbone first week of the season. And he came back and he played last week, but he wasn't quite himself. He needed that game to get back in the swing of things. And you know, I think our kids played with a lot of motion with Meechie back. You know, another group that, you know, our entire defense, you know, our defensive backfield, linebackers, and our defensive line, you know, our linebackers led by Ian Hoff and Peyton Hensie and Cole Clay and Tyler Van Meter. They, I mean, they were flying to the ball tonight, and Dick North is a great team, and they have tons of athletes, and I'm just happy for our guys, like I said, just to get the, you know, one of the biggest wins I think we've had in a while.
Well, now, Bubba, you get another chance to avenge another loss. I mean, Westerville Central wins 21-20 tonight. Upper Arlington hit the upright on the final play to keep it 21-20, and that was one of your other losses. So I'm sure the same message will go out again this week.
Yeah, well, it's you know, our kids definitely know it can be done after what they did this week. You know, I told them before the game, I've been here 16 years, and tonight was the most focused I've ever seen one of our teams before a game. And, you know, and once again, I think that's definitely credit to our coaching staff and getting these guys ready to go.
Well, can you reach into that again, Coach?
We're definitely going to try.
No kidding. There you go.
Spend it all tonight. So.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight, busting a lot of people's brackets, 44-20 over Pick North. It's going to be fun watching you guys in Westerville Central do battle again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me on.
He's the head coach.
Congrats, Bubba.
He's the head coach of New Albany, Bubba Kidwell. 44-20, they beat Pick North, and still the 44 of the final 50 points they scored.
Well, and I agree with what Coach said in his question. You know, you could understand that if it were a close game, either game been close, you could understand this outcome. But to be blown out by 35 points and then to win, I mean, that big is just it's really hard to grasp.
These nights when you coach in a game like this and you win this game, this is why you coach. This is one of those. It's a cathartic moment. You can't even explain it yourself. You're just so proud of your kids. You're bubbling with enthusiasm, and you're just so happy that your kids could do what they did. Because when you're down 14-0,
yeah, that's
what it's easy to just say. Well, we got beat 56-21. Here's another game like this one. It's over. And the kids didn't. The coaches didn't. Man, that's fantastic.
For a very surprising outcome, that is basically just, I guess, the icing on the cake. They were down 14-0. And even Coach Kidwell said, you know, I think at that point everybody thought we were going to pack it in, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Is that another one where sometimes you learn more in a loss?
Oh, there's no question you learn. Listen, that's almost an embarrassing loss. 56-21, you probably weren't even in that game. The score might have been closer than it should have been when it's 56-21. And tonight, I'm sure Pinkerton North says that this score 44-20, I don't know how it got to be that bad. You know what I mean? If you're Pinkerton North, you're looking at it going, it was a close game, and then all of a sudden it just exploded on them. And, you know, that happens.
Well, and you're talking about a Pinkerton North team that had just been, you know, rolling everyone.
Fantastic.
Since that opening loss. I mean, I sound like a broken record, but man, I am surprised by that score.
They're a top 10 team in the state of Ohio. They were 5-1. They lost the opener to Pick Central, mm-hmm. and they'd been rolling through everybody. And it came to an end tonight.
Mm-hmm. An impressive win for sure for New Albany tonight. Again, 44-20 over Pick North. In Division One, Region Two, Dublin Kaufman is the number one seed, and they are 8-0 now after a 45-35 win over Springboro. Their head coach Mark Crabtree joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, 45 points from your offense. What did you like on that side of the ball this evening?
How you doing, fellas? We ran the ball really well tonight. You know, our quarterback, Connor Matthews, had a great night running the football, and as well as Brian Threats. We threw just enough to keep him honest a little bit, but you know, our offense has evolved, you know, the last couple of years into what we're doing now, and it kind of fits the personnel that we have. So it was effective. Our offensive line did a really good job, and we needed every bit of it because we played a really good offensive team tonight. They were really good tonight. Their quarterback was exceptional. Their offensive line had some great size and ran the ball well as well. And then they have guys that can catch it. So, you know, they were a formidable offense tonight.
Well, now, Coach, I guess you guys are 2-0 in the Greater Western Ohio Conference. Congratulations. You know, you talk about, you know, the offense, and the offense has been so impressive. You know, defense, how are you feeling about your defense right now?
Well, we feel pretty good about our defense. I mean, the most points we've given up at any one point in time this year was 17 points to Liberty. We've had a shutout in there. We've had in the other games that we had up until tonight, we gave up one touchdown, and two other times we gave up 14 points. So our defense is good. I think that, and, you know, I mean, Larry knows this. You know, you coach enough football games, and you're going to run into teams that are going to score some points on you, and you know, that happened tonight. And, you know, we're not going to hit the panic button or anything like that. We're just going to go coach better, and our kids are going to learn from the mistakes that they made, and go back and really coach technique and fundamentals. And, you know, we know what we do is good. We just we didn't do it well enough tonight, but, you know, we don't need, I guess, affirmation from anyone to understand what we're doing and all of that. We know what we're doing, and I think our kids will understand after watching the film things that we can do to improve our team.
Well, Coach Crabtree, one of the strange things about this season is we've had a lot of rematches, and next week is no, you know, I mean, it's the same thing for you. It's Kaufman against Liberty. You're familiar with each other. It's a rematch situation, and you have to go out and beat another great team for the second time this year. What's the message going to be?
Well, you know, I think that it sounds like Liberty is definitely hitting their stride as of late. If you look at the scores, but you know, they've been good. They've been consistently good all year. It looks like to me, anyway. But I think the message that we're going to just talk to our team about is, you know, when we played them, seven weeks ago, both teams were different. We're probably very similar in what we're doing scheme-wise, but I think both teams, you probably can say, and particularly Liberty, they're probably playing better. They're probably playing at a higher level, and we've got to be able to match that and bring the same intensity and execution that they have. We've got to be able to bring that on game night as well.
Well, Mark, congratulations on the win tonight.
Hey, thank you.
He's the head coach of Dublin Kaufman. Mark Crabtree joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. When I needed help buying my first home, I called Tipton, and he can help you too. 614-551-7093. The one-seed Dublin Kaufman just continues to roll, and they're doing it, running the football.
Yeah, they're rolling, but they're rolling into an old Tangi Liberty team, and just like the rest of the old Tangi bunch, they're getting better at playoff time, so it's going to be another great rematch.
Yeah, and they're so good at running. I mean, we've talked about it before, but they were, you know, passing high, quarterback high school. Yeah, I mean, they just had a string of guys come in there, and that's not taking anything away from Connor Matthews. I mean, he's done well. Mason Maggs has done well in a backup role. They're not needing to throw that much. And that's the point to make. I mean, you know, you get last week, Brian had, you know, 255 yards. You know, had a big game tonight. I mean, you know, if you don't have to throw it, why throw it?
Well, they're good enough to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And until another team imposes their will on Dublin, we're going to see what kind of team they are.
Yeah, but, I mean, they could you know, stack the defensive line or the box.
And they'll just throw it.
And they'll just throw it. And they'll be fine at throwing. They can't throw it. They've shown it all year that they could throw. There's been times they didn't have to throw it. And Coach Crabtree has said that to us a couple times, that we just didn't have to throw the ball.
That's another one of those matchups that we will definitely have highlighted.
Oh, that'll be a fun one.
Highlighted for next week. And we will talk to the other side of that matchup coming up next. It'll be Steve Hale, the head coach of Olentangy Liberty, when we come back on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show.
To the end of the year, but you know what? There is still plenty of time to get yourself into a 2020 vehicle. Hey, it's Christy, and Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. And right now, during the Ram Power Days, you can save up to $11,000 on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn or get employee pricing on all Pacificas. Not bad. How about getting up to $6,500 off or 0% on a new Jeep Cherokee or Renegade during the Jeep Adventure Days? The gang at Bob Boyd are the best. From the time you walk through the door until you drive your new vehicle home, they are with you every step of the way. Because that's the Bob Boyd way. Bob Boyd Lancaster on Route 33 or at BobBoyd.com.
Feel good today. The Bob Boyd way. The Bob Boyd way.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Ryan Baker here with you, along with the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. We just talked to the head coach of Dublin Kaufman, Mark Crabtree, his team in Division I Region 2, moving on with a 45-35 win tonight over Springboro. Next week, they will take on Olentangy Liberty, who knocked off Kettering Fairmont 35-7 tonight. Their head coach, Steve Hale, joins us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. And Coach Hale, another impressive performance from your team. What did you like about the performance tonight?
Well, I thought our kids played really well tonight in terms of just gritting it out. The game was a lot closer than the score. Fairmont came right out and came right after us. So, you know, it reminded us of a Davidson team. They were willing to grind and work the clock and do all those things. And our kids just battled, and we made big plays when we needed to, and we were really excited to get away with the win. I mean, Fairmont's a really good football team. They're really well coached and very sound and disciplined in what they were doing. They were happy with just getting 3 yards and grinding, and that takes some getting used to.
Well, Coach, when you face a team like that, and you know you're going to, you mentioned they reminded you of the style of Hilliard Davidson, and having that experience playing against the Wildcats throughout the years, does that help you handle that?
Yeah, I'm not sure we win tonight if we don't have that experience in our past. You know, we were able to, you know, go back to game plans and different things we had done against them over the years. Some were successful, some were not successful. We certainly had some growing up years going against Davidson when Brian White was over there. And, you know, a lot of that was very, very helpful tonight.
Well, Coach, one of the most frustrating things with playing a team like that is it reduces the number of possessions you get. And then sometimes your offense presses and they try to do things they can't do. But tonight you put 35 up on the board. So obviously you remedied that situation in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to do things. My assistant coaches, I know exactly what you're talking about, Coach. I tightened up a little bit with the play calling because you do think about it. You think, I got to get first downs because if they get the ball back, we may not see it for a while. But my assistants, I got great guys, Justin Mell, Mike Smaggett, helped me out on the offensive side of the ball. They said, Coach, let's stick with the game plan and stay aggressive. And we did. And when we did that, we turned into points, which was very much needed. Our defense needed a little break.
Well, Coach, you guys almost seem like you're just getting into, I know it's playoffs, but it almost seems like mid-season form. This is five straight games now that have been decided by at least 21 points. You know, you got to be feeling great about your team right now.
Yeah, I like the way that we battle. I like the way that our kids, you know, fight through adversity, fight through situations. You know, Fairmont made it 14-7 on the first drive of the third quarter, and our kids battled right back down the field and made it 21-7 again, and that was huge. So just, you know, a little bit of grit, a little bit of toughness. You know, you're going to face adversity in games, and you want your kids to respond the right way, and we really have the last few weeks. We've really battled.
Well, Coach, next week you're going to play Dublin Kaufman, a team that you're familiar with. It's a rematch game. You lost the first time around, and obviously, as I said to Bubba Kidwell, you're never quite as bad as you played that night, and they're never quite as good as they played that night. So what's the message going forward for next week?
You know, it's going to be just to go out and enjoy it and have fun. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, it's one of those games I wish all this stuff would go away because I'm sure it would be a great crowd.
Oh, yeah.
For a game like that, and we're just not going to have quite that experience. But you know, we're in round three of the playoffs, and so it's exciting. You know, we're playing an opponent that we know well. We know they're going to be really, really good. We know that they're going to be incredibly well coached, and they're going to be incredibly sound. So we're going to have to go out and really focus on our, you know, our fundamentals and our discipline, and try and make plays when we can, you know, see if we can keep it close and maybe have a chance in the fourth quarter. But I'm sure it's going to be just another one of our epic battles.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. Good luck next week when you guys take on Kaufman. Like you said, that'd be one that there'd be a lot of fans. I know we've got it circled, and we'll be watching.
All right, sounds great, and hopefully I'll be talking to you guys again.
He's the head coach of Olentangy Liberty, Steve Hale. Go ahead and highlight your bracket there, Lee.
Oh, yeah, at this point, you know, it's going to be a great game. I would be really surprised if it wasn't, you know. And you know, when it's two teams that know each other so well, you know, and the tendency is to play close games. You know, I mean, this is really, you know, one of those coin flip games. I mean, you know, especially with the success that Liberty's had in the playoffs the last several years.
When you think about high school football, you normally figure about 60 plays a game, offense, 60 on defense. And each play lasts about 5 seconds. So that's a total playing time of 5 minutes. 5 minutes on offense, 5 minutes on defense, where the play is actually being developed. This game's going to come down to a few seconds. It's going to come down to 3 or 4 plays all night long. So if you think about 3 or 4 plays and 5 seconds, you're talking about 20 seconds of the entire night might determine the outcome of this game. That's how close these teams are going to be.
If you're only playing 5 minutes, how do they get so tired?
Because it's 5 minutes all out, baby. There's no rest for the weary out there, baby. It's real.
That's going to be a highlight game.
That's a great game.
That's going to be
fun. I'd pay to go watch that one.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, if traditionally this would be, you know, they'd put it somewhere, you know, and I don't know where, if you could play this at a neutral site. I don't know.
Ohio Wesleyan.
Yeah, someplace like that would be great. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Shelby Stadium.
Oh, Shelby Stadium.
Oh,
great.
It'd be beautiful for this game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun to think about. I hadn't even gotten into that. Where will we play these games and this and that? Man, now you got me at a whole nother level of excited. We're going to take our final break of the evening, but when we come back, we'll run through all the scores, also talk about some of the games tomorrow and some of those highlight games for next week. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Ever wake up and have your brain just start racing, trying to solve every problem in your life? That's okay. Your brain's just doing what it's supposed to do. It's a problem-solving machine. And while that can be helpful, if you don't keep it in check, that can be really stressful. St. Paul tells us what to do in that situation. He wrote, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul wrote that from prison while awaiting trial and execution. So he had plenty of things to obsess about, but he didn't. He thought of things above, and that led to his peace and joy even behind bars. When you find yourself obsessing, read an uplifting book, or better, try the Gospel of John, or maybe pray a rosary. But whatever you do, get in the driver's seat of your own thoughts and focus on what lifts you up, not what drags you down. For more from my book, I Am, visit rewriteyourname.com. I'm Chris Stefanik from Real Life Catholic.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd.
Final segment, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Let's go ahead and run through all of the scores one final time from the Central Ohio teams tonight. Let's start in Division 1, Region 2. Dublin Kaufman gets a 45-35 win over Springboro. They play Olentangy Liberty next week, who beat Kettering Fairmont 35-7. Also in Division 1, Region 2, Marysville loses tonight to Northmont 48-41. The other game in that region, Springfield moving on, they beat Huber Heights Wayne 31-19. In Division 1, Region 3, Pick Central beats Hilliard Darby. Next week, they'll battle another Hilliard team. They'll play Bradley, who beat Reynoldsburg 31-30. New Albany with the upset of the night. They beat Pickerington North 44-20. They will play Westerville Central next week, a rematch of the final game of the regular season, which Westerville Central won 42-7. In Division 2, Region 7, Canal Winchester falls to Massillon Perry 42-0. They will play Dublin Scioto next week, who beat Big Walnut 31-13. Olentangy, they beat Licking Heights 47-0. They will play Worthington Kilbourne next week, who beat Green 30-27. Massillon Washington tops Walnut Ridge 56-0. Massillon Washington next week will play North Canton Hoover, who beat Uniontown Lake tonight 48-29. Westerville South is moving on. They beat Watkins Memorial 56-28. They will play Olentangy Berlin next week, who beat Worcester 48-41. And you talk about a highlight game, the scoreboard operator is going to be worn out next week after that one.
They're going to burn out some light bulbs on that board.
Yeah, and you'd asked earlier about Jacob Moeller
passing yards.
Yeah. What's your over and under?
450.
He disappoints you. He went 23 of 38 for 366.
A light night for him.
It's an off night.
And the miracle they won with him throwing for
only
that
for 360.
And they led 20-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah, and it was 27-6 at half. Yeah. And Worcester came, I think it was 41-18 at one point But Berlin hangs on and gets the win. In Division II, Region 8, the only Central Ohio team there was Taze Valley, and they lose tonight to Anderson 52-14. Division 3, Region 11, DeSales, they're moving on. They will play Granville next week. Both of those teams move on because of coronavirus issues for Wilmington and Eastmore. Jonathan Alder, 35-0 winners over Zanesville tonight. They will play London next week, 41-7. And Larry, that's a game that I think will be a good one.
That'll be a great game. I mean, JA has had a strong season. They've had a strong team for the last several years. And London has been electric the last few years. So this should be a good game.
You're going to see a lot of running the football in that one.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a rematch as well. From they closed the season against regular season against each other, and Alder won that game.
Yeah, if I remember, though, Alder beat them pretty good in that one, 35-14 somewhere in there. I have to go back and look.
You're never quite as good, and they're never quite as bad. Just remember that, JA.
A life coach once told me that.
There you go. Now I'm your life coach?
No, I just said a life coach. I didn't say you were mine.
Oh, okay.
He's the life coach. Come on. Not a life coach.
I'm alive and I'm a coach.
It was 30-13.
The guru and the life coach. I like it. Hartley, the two seeds moving on. They hammer Western Brown tonight, 65-14. They will play Tri-Valley next week, who beat Jackson 14-12. Columbus South shut out by Thornville Sheridan, 27-0. Sheridan takes on Waterson next week, 39-21, the win over Hamilton Township for the Eagles. In Division 7, Region 27, Burn Union, 28-22 winners over Easton. Danville beats Cardington Lincoln, 46-20. Newark Catholic, 42-6 winners over Conotton Valley. And East Knox beats Toronto, 20-6. And in Division 7, Region 28, St. Henry knocks off Grove City Christian, 47-7. And I know they're not playoff games, but some of the local teams playing games. We just want to get to these real quick. St. Charles beats Marion Harding tonight, 17-12. Thomas Worthington, 14-13 winners over Grove City. Westerville North beats Central Crossing, 28-12. Northridge beats Kip Columbus, 43-20. Fairfield Union gets their first win of the year. They beat Circleville, 35-14. Gahanna, 31-14 winners tonight over Lancaster. Delaware falls to Mount Vernon, 20-14. Groveport, 17. Independence, 14. Bexley shuts out Grandview, 27-0. And how about this, Coach? Upper Sandusky beats Bucyrus tonight, 62-34. In this game, 31 combined penalties for 311 yards.
Ooh, rough night for everybody.
31 penalties for 311 yards. Whew.
I have a feeling you wouldn't be too happy the next day.
Remember, I was always called grumpy anyhow. So
Hey, real quick, tomorrow, Divisions 4, 5, and 6 will play some local games. Licking Valley in Division 4, Region 15 will play Logan Elm. Heath will take on Cambridge. Marion Franklin will take on Carrollton, and Bloom Carroll was supposed to play Indian Valley, but Indian Valley cannot play in that one, so Bloom Carroll moves on. In region, Division 5, Region 19, it's Johnstown versus Wellston. Columbus Academy takes on Coshocton. Harvest Prep and Piketon. This is a big one, Lee. Liberty Union and Amanda Clear Creek. We'll be watching that one. That split the this week's staff in the picks, too, a little bit.
Yeah, that should be a real good small town football game. Neighborhood game.
Yep.
And we know Coach loves those games.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a fun one for sure. Bishop Reedy will take on Northwest. And then also Division 6 tomorrow. Some of the local teams playing. Worthington Christian, they will take on Lucasville Valley. Afrocentric looks to get their second playoff win. They take on Buckeye Trail. And Centerburg is playing Galleon Northmore tomorrow. And that's all the teams playing tomorrow in Divisions 4, 5, and 6 here locally. Guys, it's been a fun and exciting, some crazy games here in week 2 of the playoffs on our first on Friday night in Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 7. Larry, your final thoughts on the evening?
Well, we got big matchups next week. Rematches between Liberty and Kauffman and rematches between Westville Central and New Albany. And the New Albany-Westville Central one is intriguing because they just got blown out at the end of the year. Oh, by the way, it's deja vu.
Yeah, but how tough is it going to be to reach those kids like that again? Because Bubba said in his 16 years at New Albany, that's the most focused he's ever seen one of their teams play. How do you dial that back up, Coach?
once you've done it, it's easier to do it a second time because the kids now know what's expected. And so their focus will be there again. They're thinking, we're giant killing. We're going after the Giants.
Yeah, and we've said it 100 times.
And
I'm still, yeah, it's baffling. But, you know, next week, you know, there's the big game. That's going to be a fun one. We've talked about it and talked about it. We talked to both coaches about it. Those guys know each other. Coach Crabtree, Coach Hale know each other very well. They know each other's teams very well. I mean, I think that's going to be a wonderful game.
It's going to be a great game for sure. I love Westerville South and Olentangy Berlin, and I like all four of those matchups in Division III Region 11.
Well, you say Berlin and Westerville South. Both of those are, you know, similar in that, you know, their defenses give up points.
And offenses put up points.
89, 88.
But, you know, I mean, we could see a game with both these teams
50.
In the 50s. But you know what will happen? As soon as we say that, it'll be 21-17.
That game may not end until we're going off the air next week. That's my prediction for that one. Hey, guys, don't forget, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. And if you miss any of the scores, you can get them at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. A big thanks to all the coaches calling in tonight on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches line. Brad Birchfield of Bishop Hartley, they're moving on in Division III. Mark Solis, Olentangy, his team with a 47-0 win tonight. Brian Kennedy of Bishop Watterson, the Eagles with a 39-21 win over Hamilton Township. Ryan Aiello from Newark Catholic, 42-6, the Green Wave moving on. Mike Laparo of Hilliard Bradley, maybe the most exciting game of the evening, 31-30, they beat Reynoldsburg. Jay Sherritt, head coach at Pickerington Central, 35-16, they beat Hilliard Bradley tonight. The defensive coordinator of Westerville Central, Mike Banig, after his team's 21-20 win over Upper Arlington. Bubba Kidwell of New Albany, 44-20 winners over Pickerington North. Mark Crabtree from Dublin Kaufman, 45-35. The Rocks get by Springboro. And next week, they will play Olentangy Liberty. Their head coach, Steve Hale, calling in after their 35-7 win over Kettering Fairmont. A big thanks to our associate producer, Chris Higgins, doing a great job on the phones. And for the guru, Lee Cochran of This Week Sports, and our head coach, our life coach, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everybody. We'll see you next week.